President Obama discusses Burma and democracy. Missionaries find themselves on the run from Boko Haram in Nigeria and find out why learning to read can make a life or death difference in India. All these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. President Barack Obama wraps up his visit to Burma today with a stern warning for the country's leaders. We discussed this week's dialogue with Steve Gumaire of Partners Relief and Development.
When you hear in diplomatic circles that we applaud your reforms, but there's room for improvement, that's diplomatic speak for you better get your act together or we're going to pull out our big business.
High on the list of concerns is the continual abuse of Burma's ethnic people groups by its government. Partners sees the cruelty firsthand as they share Christ with ethnic minorities and help meet basic physical needs.
It will make a difference for those people if he follows through and promotes either sanctions or isolation from American markets.
Find the full story and ways to get involved at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Bolivia's child labor laws have been in effect for a few months now, but reaction remains strong. Bethany Christian Services' Christy Gleason.
My understanding is that it maintained the legal limit of child laborers to be the age of 14, but then it opens up the possibility for the government to authorize children as young as 10 to be able to work as well.
More information on this at our website. Now, Bethany doesn't have work in Bolivia, but they're keeping an eye on the issue because a legal precedent has been set. It could be attractive to countries with similar issues like Haiti. They're trying to get in front of family issues before they become child labor problems.
Local churches are usually one of our first contact points in a country. So we are either training church members or we're training pastors, and then we use that large group of believers to either provide respite care for kids or be potential foster families.
Biblically grounded people are part of the solution to this complex issue. Communities are changing, too, because of the gospel. This is Mission Network News. You know, we don't often fall asleep thanking God for our family's safety. But should we? Partners of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, were forced to flee along with many families due to recent attacks by the Boko Haram in Mubi, Nigeria. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid.
It literally has been people, you know, grabbing their things and going. And so there's been a lot of commotion and, you know, looking for people and whatnot. They actually had two children from one of their ministry participants taken by Boko Haram.
Thankfully, the children were recovered. Your most powerful tool is prayer. Prayers of protection over those who fled, prayers for the terrorist group, and even prayers of thanksgiving.
Our area director was mentioning that in the midst of this turmoil, the church is growing. And, you know, it's ugly and hard, but God is using it to turn the hopeless to their Savior. And he's also using it to bring some of his children home to himself.
Meanwhile, only about 2% of people in Pakistan are Christians. But Operation Mobilization Men's Traveling Team is succeeding in making that number grow. The team's going from town to town, handing out books and telling villagers stories of what God's done in their lives. Villagers are saying this is the first time they'd heard the gospel, and many are making a commitment to follow Christ. Pray for safety over OM team members and for new Pakistani Christians. And nearly half of women in India can't read or write, but Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is helping by providing free adult literacy classes. Now, they help women learn basic skills and share the Word of God, teaching students to read the Bible. After taking classes, one woman starting a business selling cleaning products to bring in more income for her family. Pray for Indian women as they take these skills learning courses and as they develop a closer relationship with God. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.